This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on community and independent radio stations nationwide. Global leaders and corporate executives are hobnobbing this week in Davos, Switzerland, for the World Economic Forum. As inflation and profits are peaking, Oxfam has released a new report pointing out the obscene trend in wealth inequality and concluding that the COVID-19 pandemic created a new billionaire every 30 hours, and that this year, about a million people will fall into extreme poverty, also every 30 hours. My guest is Irit Tamir, Director of the Private Sector Department at Oxfam America. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So for those of our among our audience who are not familiar with the World Economic Forum, give us a brief overview of what this forum is. It used to get a lot more attention, but these days it doesn't seem to be getting as much news coverage.
Yeah, well, the World Economic Forum is a gathering of politicians, billionaires, and corporate leaders who come together every year in Davos, Switzerland, to talk about how to solve the world's problems, inequality being among one of the top problems that they're looking to solve, which, of course, is rather ironic in that many of the reasons why we have inequality today is because of the influence of these very people.
So every year I know that Oxfam tries to influence what the World Economic Forum is doing by pointing out that it is precisely the policies of corporate profiteering that's driving inequality, and you have put together a lot of documentation. So tell me about this year's report, Profiting from Pain, published to coincide with the World Economic Forum. I gave the sort of top line idea of and conclusion of how fast individual billionaires were being created, and how at the same rate a million people around the world are being driven into extreme poverty. So tell me about Profiting from Pain.
Yeah, sure. Look, we were already on a trajectory to increase inequality over time, but the pandemic supercharged the rate at which inequality is taking hold. And really, those that are gathering in Davos this week have so much to celebrate because they are doing very, very well. The pandemic has been very good to the billionaire class. As you have rightly pointed out, it is now creating a new billionaire every 30 hours. But at the same time, we are seeing 1 million people being driven into extreme poverty. And we know that this is already on the back of 20 million people being killed by the pandemic itself. So we are seeing inequality just increase at an ever greater rate. In fact, billionaires have made more in the last 24 months of the pandemic than they did in the last 23 years combined. It has been a good time to be a billionaire.
The story that billionaires and wealthy elites tell themselves is that they are minting money because they work really hard, they're really smart, they're innovative, and they care about global poverty. And if only everyone had the same opportunity, and they talk about investment, and they talk about how it's not about ensuring that the pie is divided equally, but that there's just a bigger pie, right? I mean, is this just all a myth in terms of how the global elites gathered at the World Economic Forum view economics and the state of the world?
Absolutely. Look, this is a problem of a rigged economic system. Billionaires are being taxed at a very low rate. In fact, working people are taxed often more than billionaires. And this is our main problem, is the way in which our system is taxing economic revenue and economic activity. So,
and when you say poor people are taxed more, you mean the sort of percentage of what they earn,
correct,
is taxed more than the percentage of what a billionaire earns?
That's correct. And so look, there are some really common sense solutions here. What we really need is governments to come in and to decide, are they with the billionaire class or will they be with average working people? Because the solutions are quite simple here. For starters, right here in the United States, Congress could pass President Biden's billionaire tax proposal. This would establish a 20% minimum tax rate on all American households worth more than $100 million. Okay, we are talking about the very, very rich, the super rich, not even just the rich, $100 million. So that is a very small class of people, and yet it would create so much revenue that we could then invest in the things that you are talking about, education, health, infrastructure, good jobs, climate change, all of those things that would actually make our society much better. The other thing Congress could and should do is pass the kind of tax reform that is outlined in the Build Back Better proposal that would help to close corporate tax avoidance loopholes and tax haven abuse. And finally, we need to actually tax excess profits for those industries that are literally profiting from the pandemic and now from this food and energy crisis that we're seeing.
Right. We are experiencing a shortage of baby formula here in the United States. Inflation is hitting ordinary Americans with food prices going up and, of course, gas prices going up. And you point out in your report, in Oxfam's report, Profiting from Pain, that the world's 10 richest men own more wealth than the bottom 40% of humanity. That's 3.1 billion people. 10 men owning the same amount of money, wealth, etc., compared to 3.1 billion people. It is horrifying that we live in such a world. So the solutions, as you said, are simple. It's just that our political leaders, or just a handful of our political leaders, are standing in the way of realizing them. You can name them, like Senator Joe Manchin, et cetera. So the solutions are obvious. It's just a matter of getting them through. And it's the idea is that, of course, these are the folks gathered at the World Economic Forum who don't want to adopt these obvious ideas. Is anybody at the World Economic Forum talking about, well, let's use the direct way to reduce inequality by sharing some of our money? Let's pay higher taxes. Is anyone saying that?
Well, unfortunately, what typically comes out of the mouths of many is philanthropy, right? Donations, right?
They want to be able to control who they give and where they give, and they want the PR that goes with looking generous, but they don't want that money to be taken control of by governments.
Exactly. And the problem, of course, with that is that philanthropy is at the whim of the individual's will, right? It's whatever they choose to donate to and when they choose to donate and how they choose to donate.
It's power.
It's power, and there's nothing democratic about it. And as I said, we live in a system that is rigged. It is rigged towards those that are already wealthy in order for them to get wealthier. And the rest of us, unfortunately, are having to work much harder for less because we know our wages now are not going as far as they need to in light of inflation. I'd love to just tell you, a contrasting story of two people. One is James Cargill. I think James Cargill is probably at Davos this week. His family is the 11th richest family in the world and owns the majority of Cargill, one of the four companies that control over 70% of the global market of agricultural commodities. Commodities like wheat and other grains that are critical food staples for so many people. This dynasty grew by almost $20 million each day since the start of the pandemic. And in 2021, Cargill made its biggest profit in history, and they stand to exceed that this year. They made $5 billion in 2021, and they're going to probably break the record this year for making even more profits. They went from 8 billionaires before the pandemic in their family to now having 12. And you contrast that with a person like Nelly Kamambala. She's a primary school teacher. She works hard too. Every single day she goes to work and tries to make a living. And she lives with her husband, two children, and her elderly mother in Malawi. And yet she told Oxfam that she can no longer afford to buy cooking oil to feed her family. She is going to the store now and wondering what can she buy in order to feed her household, because the prices are rising so high that she can afford less and less. This is a rigged system when Mr. Cargill and other billionaires are able to profit from these crises. It's just not fair.
And this was what advocates of local systems of food were arguing and warning about years ago, right? Because of the food monopolies that our global capitalist system has created, commodifying food, here we are where a single individual, single corporation can benefit from scarcity and can actually cause scarcity and reap profits with very little sense of the global good. So right now we have these elites gathered in Davos. They claim that they are committed to improving the state of the world. I know Oxfam in the past has been allowed to enter sometimes and allowed to be that voice of civil society. What sort of presence does Oxfam have at the World Economic Forum this year?
Yes, our Oxfam International Executive Director is at Davos again this year, and we will continue to engage at Davos because I believe we are a voice that is speaking truth to power, to let people know that philanthropy is not going to cut it. It's not lack of investment from these companies. It's the way our economic system and rules are built. We need to change the rules. We need governments to step in, and we need them to do it immediately and to start taxing this extreme wealth. And as I said before, right here in the United States, we have three great proposals that we could put forward that would really change the game and change inequality quite quickly. The first is this billionaire tax proposal by President Biden. The second is closing loopholes for corporate tax avoidance and tax haven abuse that's in Build Back Better. And finally, as I mentioned, excess profits tax, really taxing the excess profits that are being made on the back of crises like the pandemic and the food and energy crisis. And this is not a new concept. We've done this before in wartime. Other countries have also done it with great success. It is time that we get revenue from the excess profits that are being made from crises. Companies should not be making money on the back of people's pain.
I want to thank you so much, Irit, for joining us. Where can people get a hold of the report, the Oxfam report, Profiting from Pain, so they can delve into it themselves?
Sure. They can go to our website, oxfam.org or oxfamamerica.org, either one, and you'll be able to find that report.
Thank you again so much for joining us. Good luck to you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
My guest has been Irit Tamir, director of the private sector department at Oxfam America. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. You can access this and other interviews on our website, risingupwithsonali.com, by becoming a subscriber. Find our audio podcast on iTunes and Spotify, and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.